I don't know about y'all, but this is something I've observed for a long time. Growing up, jobs, churches, neighbors, marriages, whether it's a brother-in-law, sister-in-law, mother-in-law, co-worker, somebody sitting beside you on the pew, uncles, aunts, you're growing up around these people who are not your people. They're not your people. They're not your kind. The way they talk, the way they think, is just contrary. And you're sitting there thinking, why am I in this? Then you try to create your own little people network, get married, and then you find out your in-laws, if you marry somebody, they're not willing to, you know, Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldees, right? Noah left. He had to leave. Moses left. You see a lot of the Old Testament people leaving. They left the old ways and went into the new ways, you know? And the new ways were really the old ways. The people got... When you had these people like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, that got taught directly from God, you know, got taught by God the way to think, the way to act, and all that stuff, you know, David, Solomon, and all that. And so when you get these people who separate and get taught, you know, the prophets of old, they get taught by God, you know, the priest class. And you're like, in a modern day society, even though there's really nothing new, but things have changed to where you're in a society that thinks it's modern, and you listen to people, whether it's online, whether it's offline, and everything they say is just contrary. It doesn't even make sense. You're tired of their games, you're tired of the red versus blue, you're tired of their new age, you're tired of their gematria, you're tired of their redneck ways, you're tired of their hood ways, you're tired of it. You're just tired of it. And you don't even want to rub shoulders with them anymore, but you've got to, you know, because you're surrounded by a society that's full of it, no matter if you even go to the grocery store. The comments that they make at the register are the same comments that they heard on TV. It's just a program. Their holidays, and no matter where you go, it's going to be the same. So even if you go to another country and they have different holidays, still the same kind of malarkey, still fake reality. Long story short, I don't know if anybody else has experienced this. And so you want to create, even if you go to a local church, who say, I want to go to a local church, have my little community that believes like me, there's still going to be things that pop up and change and expectations and legalism and all that stuff. It's just, it's to the point. I mean, even if you had the perfect marriage, but your spouse still has those members in their family that they can't let go, you know? Even if you had the perfect marriage and the wife, or if it's a saved woman, her husband, they just can't let go of that old bloodline foolishness, you know? They still have to be connected to it somehow. And it always tries to get across your threshold, the front door of your threshold, the threshold of your front door. It tries to cross that. And I remember growing up, people would cross the threshold, and then all of a sudden some money would be missing, or somebody would have some medicine on the cabinet, their medicine would be missing. It's like, this is ridiculous. I mean, people actually supposedly in your clan were stealing from you. Wasn't me, but I saw them steal from my mom. My drugs are missing. My money's missing. My silver coin is missing. I remember one time it turned into a huge, major controversy. I was young, I was a little kid, but it was such something they just could not talk about. Somebody had got a coin set for Christmas or something. And then some people went over to the visit or something, and a bunch of coins were missing out of the coin set, you know, silver coins or something. And they blamed it on one person, and it was like a big thing. You know, I was a little kid, so I didn't really know what was going on. But I knew somebody stole something. I pretty much knew the coin. I remember seeing the coin set, and then all of a sudden, they were talking about the next day somebody stole some coins or something. And I know who they said it was, and it probably was that person, but it's like, y'all should know that person is going to try to steal something. Why are you showing it off to them, you know? Anyway, that just goes to show what I'm saying. If you have a spouse and they bring some of their people over and didn't leave them behind, I'm talking about they're still connected to the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. They bring some of those people over who have no character and they're just lazy and they want to steal, kill, and destroy. You're still connected to it. Even in the church. I've seen churches where, yeah, come on, be a member. And they don't even ask them if they're born again. They want them to join and they're not even born again. Why would they do that? Because that person makes a lot of money. They want the tithe. They don't care if that person's saved or not. They just want that tithe. And that's the kind of people I don't want to hang out with. So you try to find that your whole life. Didn't know I was looking for that, but that's pretty much what I was looking for. And the secret societies try to block it. They try to send you fake wives and fake friends and fake everything. Then when you do find a few, they attack those and give them people a hard time and make up lies and cause all kinds of stuff. The devil's always trying to isolate the saints and get you yoked up with a faker, a shapeshifter. But even when you break free from that and you hang out with some, there's still, whether you get married to a believer, there's still that little connection through the bloodline or through something, through a corporation or something. There's still dead creatures around you pretending to be alive, and they're dead. And after you're around them a while, you're like, I don't even like this person. I don't even like these people. Help me, Lord, help me create a new space, a new group. And even if you do create a new group, people can go crazy. People lose. People snap, you know. People can really snap. So what's the solution? You either keep going, you either isolate yourself, or you try to, maybe somebody can come up with a system where you can get like-minded people that are real, the real like-minded people. And if you could run a business with like-minded people, you got something going on. But it's hard to do that, because then you got the laws about hiring. You can't discriminate about, you know, a person's belief system. So no matter what you do, the government's trying to get you connected to them. The government wants you connected to the world, the flesh, the pride of life, the demons, the false doctrine. There's probably a rule about churches that they become a 501(c), they can't discriminate about who they hang out with. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to do it individually. You got to hang out with more than this kind of person.